to Rumble! It's the Ramble in the Jungle!
Rumble, that was Rumble.
This is the Mankato River Ramble!
Mankato River Ramble, folks. Hank's in studio for another random ride. I hope you can join us for the full hour. Got lots of good music coming your way. We're going to love this ride. Hank's with us. Woo!
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin!
There's a thunderstorm a-brewing, and the day is turning gray. And there ain't much to say about the weather. Say the shower stall is leaking, and the ceiling's falling in. And I'm getting 20 bills to every letter. Oh, I've got to move myself out to the car.
Crackling. hauling oats right there and kicking off the ride. It is impossible to guess who that would be, right? If you didn't know.
Yeah. Yep. It sounded familiar, but I wasn't about to get it.
Yeah.
Yes. Philadelphia.
We kicked off the bike ride today. Riders and listeners, by the way, how you doing? Good to have you with us. We kicked off the bike ride today at my place, and that song came on. Earl played it for an Earl moment just as we were about to leave for the ride. We were like packing and hopping on the bikes and like,
yep.
Whoa.
Heading out of the garage.
I heard it. Hank was in the bathroom. I heard it first. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. I got to get this song written down. And I'm scrambling to write it down while he's in there. And then I came out and I said, you'll never guess who this is. And,
yeah, and you were right.
I wouldn't
have. You know, it sounds like Elton John, but.
It did at first. Yeah, it did.
You know, to start.
Appropriate song there to kick off the first fall bike ride. And Philadelphia being a fall song there. And Hank, it's good to be back in studio with you.
Yeah, you too, Dan. Nice ride to the studio here.
My first ride since the surgery to the studio for.
Yep.
We were off last week, played a repeat, and then the week before that we did a show, and I just couldn't ride yet. And
yep. Weaning you off the painkillers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those have long since been. Truth, you know what the truth is? You know, I only took six, and that's pretty good. You know? But I enjoyed all six of them. I'll tell you that. Okay.
I was gonna say you made good use of them, but anyway,
good time in history to be joking about that. We'll just move on.
Not really.
Yep. Hank, I'd like to talk about something up front real quick here because. It is River Ramble weekend, and I'll be down there again at Land of Memories Park representing KMSU/K and Bike Rides Show. It's honestly one of my favorite. If it weren't for the River Ramble, you know how I feel about fall and winter coming. You know, it's just,
yeah, well, yeah.
But I'm so glad they dangle this, you know, right at the end. And it's a beautiful time of year to be in Mankato.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late to sign up, I think, online, but you can still come on and show up at the Land of Memories Park on Sunday. And gosh, I'd love to see you down there. A lot of people come up to the stage and say hi and talk about the bike ride show and KMSU and just biking and, you know, a lot of love.
Yes, that's great.
The bands down there, always great bands and just... It's so great to see them again every year. They open with the Organic Cowboys every year. That's a thing. And those guys are great. They're just super fun. So looking forward to seeing them again. And then Goodnight Goldust returns as a duo, just the duo this year.
Yes.
Colin and Laura.
Yes, that's great. Oh, I'm feeling guilty because I haven't been there. And
yeah.
It's up in the air again. So
it's a tough time of year because
busy.
Hank's son is in mountain biking, high school mountain biking, and he's traveling the region every weekend.
Yeah, we'll be in Mankato for the state tournament for mountain biking. So
yeah, that's the last. They finished there, right, at Mount Cato?
Yep.
Yep, so look for Hank in town that weekend if you want to see him. But, you know, you never know. He might show up Sunday as well. But looking forward to seeing, I don't know, Tom and Railroad John and, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Allman. Lots of guys. I'll stop naming because I'll forget some no matter what. But going to be there Sunday. Can't wait. See you at the Mankato River Ramble.
Yeah. I just want to be there and take in the venue.
Yeah. I attended Solstice in June there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's great. It's great to be down there by the river. Oh, I didn't mention the last band on there. I'm sorry about that. And that was the one I'm really excited about. The finishing band I have not seen yet. So Nate Boots and the High Horses. That's an acoustic electric alt folk music from the Big Bend in the Minnesota River. So
local people, I assume. And nice. Looking forward to meeting them as well. Okay, we got a little business out of the way. We got some more we'll turn to later in the show, but we should probably play some music and let the listeners hear some more. You had a direction, okay. Hank.
Well, yeah, I just songs on the playlist. We need to roll out there, and this one will accomplish that. Echo and the Bunnymen, Heads Will Roll.
Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want, power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his party and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He really gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
Thank you. how you groove back another kind of life, one you think that you deserve. But then you should lack, not reverting back to type. Never mind, you lost your nerve. Yeah, you had a go at sleeping in the van, but you couldn't let it go too far. Now you got a pension plan, and your name's on the insurance, and you can't drive another. Sacrificing much, you lucky guy, you can still get high. No, yes or no, sir. Sunday will be there. You only have to please that lady. Think anything you like, but be careful what you say. For another warm night, another dry day. A kind of grandma, you can lend yourself like dark sunglasses.
Chrissy Hynde stepping out of the Pretenders there with, you know, I think that's a pretty recent song too, I would say.
Can you hand me my dark sunglasses?
You need them, Hank, I'll say that much. We have dark sunglasses there from Chrissy Hynde. She's kind of turned the corner for us from what was a set. I don't know, a little darker stuff there. Simon and Garfunkel from me with Richard Corey.
Yes, good one. Started the set, Echo and the Bunnymen, Heads Will Roll. And I stuck in some Horse Lips there, Dan. Horse Lips?
Yeah, I remember Horse Lips.
The Rocks Remain.
Oh, yeah, I missed that in between.
Yes, you didn't write that Simon one down. Simon and Chris. Do you want me to throw you a pen? Here, catch.
You know why I didn't write it down?
I don't know.
It's because you had 3 seconds left to get that song queued up before we had the microphones on, and I was like, oh, I got just threw my pen down and turned the mics on, so I skipped it.
All right, scrambling here in the studio.
We are. There's new software on this crazy machine, and I don't know, that's no excuse for everything. There's other elements at play, but
yeah, we're glad it's not my problem. But
yeah, are you ready to turn the corner here and play another? Well, something you came up with, Hank, recently that this is kind of a big phenomenon right now. I don't know how we're in the dark all the time with new music sometimes, it seems, but go ahead.
Yeah, come across the High Woman, High Women, which is a takeoff of the Highwaymen, the country singers.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Christopherson, Johnny Cash, and I don't know.
Yeah, Willie.
I think we just named them all.
Yep, and so they're kind of going down the same path there, speaking out.
Who are they?
Well, I mean, it's Brandi Carlile and three other women.
Oh,
so.
yeah, that's right.
And Brandi's. Unfortunately, I didn't write them all down, but.
Yep. You had me at Brandi Carlile. I mean, she's amazing. Some of her stuff is a little country for me, but most of it is pretty darn good, and I do like Brandi Carlile quite a bit. We played some on the show before.
Yes, so. And the song is also called High Women.
I was a high woman and a mother from my youth. For my children, I did what I had to do. My family left Honduras when they killed the Sandinistas. We followed a coyote through the dust of Mexico. Every one of them, except for me, survived. And I am still alive. I was a healer. I was gifted as a girl. I laid hands upon the world. Someone saw me sleeping naked in the noon sun. I heard witchcraft in the whispers, and I knew my time had come. The bastards hung me at the Salem gallows hill, but I am living still.
I was a freedom rider when we thought the South had won. Virginia in the spring of 61. I sat down on the Greyhound that was bound for Mississippi. My mother asked me if that ride was worth my life. And when the shots rang out, I never heard the sound, but I am still around.
And I'll take that ride again and again and again and again and again.
I was a preacher. My heart broke for all the world. But teaching was righteous for a girl. In the summer I was baptized in the mighty Colorado. In the winter I heard the hounds and I knew I had been found. And in my Savior's name I laid my weapons down, but I am still around.
We are the high women. We sing a story still untold. We carry the sons you can only hold. We are the daughters of the silent generations. You send our hearts to die alone in foreign nations. They may return to us as tiny drops of rain, but we will still remain. And we'll come back again and again and again. We'll come back again and again and again and again and again.
catch a fox just to walk me home. Let me know I'm really not alone. I could always stay for more. I could always stay for more. I would always stay for more.
Eleanor Friedberger, Two Versions of Tomorrow.
And before that, well, that was like a four-song female lead set right there. And we had, you recognized a little bit of that, didn't you? The Shelter Me from the 80s.
Yeah,
I stuck that.
Yes.
Lone Justice.
That did bring me back.
I don't think they had another song I ever heard of. But yeah, it was one of those that might get away from you. And you'd think, oh man, I may have never heard that again if we didn't hear it on the bike ride show. So there you go. You're welcome. Before that, Hank, was you leading off that with an intense song.
Yes, The High Woman with High Woman. Hi, Dan.
High Women with High Women.
High Women.
Yeah. You keep woman, using singular.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's High Women with High Woman, right? Something like that. But we'll get it straight. Well, we're kind of rounding the corner here, Hank, into the last bit of the ride. And before we do, I just want to bring up another event going on next weekend. This will be next Saturday then, which is October 12th.
Yes, and that's at the VFW?
It is. And Katie Jo up in Mankato at the Mothership, I want you to pay attention to this. Polka band coming to the VFW on October 12th. She's familiar with Diversico coming to Austin. We're getting a preview of a little polka music. That was on her list of possible bands we might bring to Artworks Festival too next year when Katie comes to Austin for that. So,
yes, well, looking forward to it.
Polka band here in Austin, October 12th. That's next Saturday, folks. We'll see you out there. I plan on biking down there if it isn't snowing by then. And
October 12th. What day is that?
Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So next Saturday. And, of course, I think we got a little bit more time for some music, Hank. We better just get to it here.
Yeah. Yep. You take us somewhere.
All right. I will kick it off with, well, we've had a lot of Charlie Parr on the show lately, and one of his biggest influences is from 1927, Charlie Poole. And this one is If I Lose, I Don't Care.
I can't walk. Cannot talk. Just getting back from the state of old New York. One morning, this whole day. Flossie, oh Flossie, now what is the matter? Walked all the way from old Cincinnati. One morning, this whole day. If I lose, let me lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime for my baby, she gives money all the time. The blood was running, and I was running too. Give my feet some exercise, had nothing else to do. One morning, this whole day. If I lose, let me lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime for my baby, she gives money all the time. The meat was so greasy and the meat was so fat. Boys was fighting the Spaniards while I was fighting that. One morning, this whole day. If I lose, let me lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime for my baby, she keep money all the time. The tank, ready to catch a freight train, they called on Nancy Hank. One morning, this whole day. If I lose, let me lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, for my baby, she keeps money all the time.
Tears that we shed.
Yeah. Robbie Robertson, Let Love Rain.
What a great song, hey, yes. To kind of wind up the show a little bit.
Yes,
with.
New music out by him off a Cinematic CD, S-I-N.
Before that, I played Charlie Poole with If I Lose, I Don't Care, 1927, that song.
That was great.
Roots Country.
27.
Music. Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff right there.
Almost 100 years old.
Yep. Okay, Hank, we are turning the corner right at the end of this week's ride. Just time for one more song. But before we do, I want to let you know you're listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. And if you want to hear more bike rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com at your leisure. And shows are up there numbering in the hundreds. Also available by podcast. If you're looking for information on Mankato River Ramble, also at dansbikerides.com, you'll see a link up there to Mankato River Ramble. Looking forward to seeing everybody down there, Hank. You know, 1 year, as a couple years ago at the Mankato River Ramble, that we had the fog in the morning. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was over the warm water as well. And it looked a lot like just smoke all over the water.
And I think this is leading somewhere.
It is. Get ready to rock, folks. Well, not really, right?
Because
this is smoke on the water.
There's smoke on the water.
But it isn't going to be by Deep Purple. It's by Pat Boone, baby. All right, folks, we'll see you out at the River Ramble, right?
Yes. Okay. Roll on, everybody.
Okay. Hank, thanks for coming along this week. Appreciate your presence.
Thank you.
Riders, listeners, we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Geneva shoreline to make records with a mobile. We didn't have much time. Frank Zappa and the Mothers were at the best place around, but some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. Sound Funky and Claude were running in and out, pulling kids out of the ground. And when it all was over, we had to find another place. Swiss time was running out, it seemed we would lose the race. There was smoke on the water, a fire in the sky. Smoke on the water. ended up at the Grand Hotel. It was empty, cold and bare, but with a Rolling Stones truck just outside, we made our music there. With a few red lights, a few orbits, we made a place to sweat. And no matter what we get out of this, I know we'll never forget. Smoke on the water, a fire in the sky. Smoke on the water.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stagger Lee and Billy, two boys who gamble late. Stagger Lee, he threw seven. Billy swore that he threw eight. Stagger Lee told Billy, I said, don't you go with that. You have won all my money and my brand new Stetson hat. Stagger Lee went home and he got out his 44. He said, I'm going to the bar room just to pay that debt I owe. Watch out now, Stag.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Mankato. Pat Boone.
Not dirty enough for Stagger Lee!